This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to BTW, and we're going to drop some PvP knowledge on all you suckers.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the BTW Beginner to Winner PvP podcast. My name is Chris, aka AstroZombie954.
And my name is Jacob, aka Dino El Mágico.
Hey, and Brad, aka WildcatDad17.
And today is August 15th, Saturday. Oh, wait.
Is it?
There was someone extra in that intro. Wait, who is that?
I wonder who that was.
I don't know. Oh, it's Dino.
People probably forgot my voice.
Wait. I thought you left or something. Let you back?
I know. I was letting Wildcat replace me, but I'm like, I have to come back.
I gotta come back.
This guy doesn't know what he's talking about. I've got to get back and save it.
Yeah, he listened to last week and I was like, man, I got to get in there before Astro destroys the show.
It's like no one's gonna listen. I'm just kidding.
Pretty much. So it's good to have you back.
It's good to be back.
You got all your school stuff done for now, and we'll take advantage of it until you have to go back. So
yeah, it's gonna be a while, so don't worry.
Cool. Awesome. Today is the 15th. It is the first day of EV Community Day. And it was minus the shitty weather here in South Florida.
I don't know how bipolar.
Yeah. I know where I am, which is only like an hour, maybe like a actually 45 minute difference between me and Dino.
Yeah.
It literally rained almost all day except for like 2 hours. And that was it.
it literally rained over here for like 5 minutes, like it was like a hurricane, and then it just stopped and it was like a sunny. I'm like, what?
Because it was all sitting on top of my house.
Yeah,
it was just the surface of the sun humid here, so
yeah.
we got no rain until like 10 o'clock tonight, and then surface of sun all day today, so I would take some of that rain at this point.
That's what we deal with every day. We deal with that humidity and heat all day every day,
but so. You know what you don't deal with? Snow.
Thank God.
See, there's a trade-off here.
I've never seen it, so I don't know what it's like. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. Never seen snow.
You're not missing out.
I mean, I've seen, like, the what we call snow, which is, like, the ice shavings from, like, the ice skating rink.
Yeah, but
that's it. That's it. That's my snow. So, yeah. So, today was first day of Community Day. I did a few catches, you know, but for the most part, I just kind of let my gacha go for it. I did my, you know, I evolved the ones I needed to evolve, and then now it's just pretty much just, you know, XL candy grinding for Umbreon and trying to regain some Stardust.
So a decent grind then.
Yeah. I thought, like, for home, for being at home, like, the spawn rates were actually really good.
Oh, like, wow.
Every time I would open up my phone, like, to, like, reconnect my gacha, there was, like, 7 or 8, like, just chilling at my house.
Really?
What's your normal spawn rate at your house? How many daily spawns or hourly spawns are you getting typically?
So because I have my account, I started an alt account, and then my my three kids, I get like anywhere between 3 and 4 normally in the morning. Like when I first open it, there'll be at least 3. So 3 is my average spawn at home. But yeah, no, when as soon as like, and that was even without an incense on, like it just like I opened it up and there's like all the, even my kids were like, "Daddy, there's so many." And I was like, that is weird. It was weird how many like were just spawning right there. And the incense was actually attracting them faster than normal. Like I would catch one, and by the time I appraised it and deleted it or whatever and went back, another one had popped up.
I don't want to put this out there in the airways because you know Nyanic has to be listening right now.
Mm-hmm.
according to Sylph and other research, so far it appears incense effectiveness has stayed at the pre-removal number. So we're still seeing about every 90 seconds is what people are reporting, even though it was supposed to go back to only effective while walking. So not saying, you know, tinfoil hat and all, but it seems like that may have actually not been removed, or Nyanic thought it was removed and didn't actually do it. So
yeah, because I was gonna say I thought they didn't mention that they were gonna remove that part of it. And
yeah,
I remember that normally, you know, during like COVID and all, like they would spawn like with the incense super quick. So if you're telling me that, I'm like, wait, so it stayed the same? Like I guess it didn't change.
Yeah, I was really surprised on how fast they were respawning. So but it was good. For home, you know, I think tomorrow I'll probably go try, if depending on the weather, try and go out for at least an hour just to the park and try and get some more stardust in those XLs. Cause I didn't realize, like, so I have my 100% Umbreon. It's going to cost me like 500,000 stardust to max it out, which is weird because most of my ones that I've maxed out has been like tops, like 300, maybe 400,000. And this one's like an extra 100,000 on top of it. And then the 75,000 for the extra move. So it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I forgot about the 75K for the extra move today. Yeah. Until I built my Sylveon. I got a shiny, I think it was like rank 10. For Ultra League, and I'm like, I'm building this immediately. And I went to clip that second move. I'm like, oh, this hurts more than powering it up. This is bad.
That's yeah. Insane.
That's a gross number for for a second move.
It so, is.
But yeah, so since Dino hasn't been with us, how has your, I don't want to just say week, how has your weeks been? There's a lot of interesting and exciting things that have happened that unless you were in the Discord, you really don't know. So why don't you give like a quick recap of what your past couple weeks have been like?
In regards to the game, not much, just because like I said, like I actually there was a point where I didn't even play like for 4 days. But I mean, like I even missed actually all of Community Day today just because I was working. but yeah, so tomorrow I'm gonna go hard because I can't miss out on like all these new moves. And I saw some people like were using, for example, like the Snorlax team that I have for the Ultra Premier League.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of Clefable, they use Sylveon because now it has, what is it, Psychic, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like Clefable because no. Clefable has Meteor Mash.
Psyshock.
Psyshock?
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah, it's Psyshock because it actually really helped it out. Being such a lower energy move.
Oh, yeah. So it's even better than Clefable. And it's cheaper because it doesn't have to be XL, right? So a lot of people are doing that. And I'm kind of interested to see that being used instead. So I definitely want to do that. Also, as well as you mentioned, for Umbreon. It's a huge, huge Pokemon to use in Ultra Premier, so, or even Open Ultra. So that's another one I want to work on. But besides that, there really hasn't been anything. And I mean, there was one huge thing that I mentioned was yesterday to you guys. But I think I'll probably wait till the next when we get to the GBL section to bring that up.
All right. So how about you, Wildcat? How was your week?
So sad as it is, same as last week. Very low play rate, which we'll talk more about later. I did actually go out for a couple hours today for Community Day. Like I said, got a really good Great League Leafeon. That's really them. Good Great Ultra League.
Was it a rank one?
Not quite.
Was it a rank one? Oh, wait. That's me. That's me. I have the rank one.
I'm like, why is he saying that?
I've had it. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to use an elite TM. I'm going to have to use an elite fast TM and an elite charge TM.
What is the move that Leafeon is getting?
Bullet Seed.
What?
Okay. Yeah, that makes a pretty solid attack because it now has the same energy generation as like a Shift Tree.
Right,
but significantly more bulk.
Oh wow! Yeah, it's not weak to fighting like Shifshift, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But wow. Yeah, I caught a good Espeon. Not that I will ever probably do anything with it, but if it's inside of a rank 100, it's going to go into my nice little tag of to be built and just sit there for all of eternity because I can't transfer things that are over, you know, inside of a rank 100. So
yeah,
I have it now.
Because you never know. You never know.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So what about you, Astro? How was your play today other than rainy and anything else throughout the week that you actually caught that was of a note?
I don't think so. Not that I can remember. I honestly didn't play all that much. I put my gacha on. I did my sets at the end of the night. But I don't know if it's maybe just this event, like, just doesn't have, like, it doesn't have anything that I'm interested in that I was, like, super, like, engaged with the game, you know. I did my sets. I was using, I guess we'll talk about that in GBL, but I was using both of Dino's Ultra League teams. And then I had to switch because it was getting a little rough for me. So I kind of switched back to what I was using for Remix. Mm-hmm. But I switched out one of the Pokemon and it's been doing good. I'm creeping up to 2,500. So I'm doing I play. And as long as I don't get back-to-back losses, like I just kind of go through it. But if I lose like back-to-back, then I just shut it down because I'm not going to go, you know, I'm not going to keep dropping. Like, I'll just take it slow until we get back into, you know, all three leagues. And then I can, you know, either get back into Great League or I really liked, once I found a team, I really liked Remix, the Ultra League Remix. It was a lot of fun once I had, like, a team for it. So if that's... I doubt it'll be available, but
yeah, it's all three leagues, and there's also Go Battle Night, so you have a chance. Any trainer that's pushing for that legend, keep in mind, I don't remember the night of the week, but Go Battle Night, 100 sets, you can really climb that night.
Yeah.
Or it's, really fall on some
cases. I think it's next Saturday.
I thought it was on a Tuesday.
I thought it was like 20-something. I'm not sure if when it... One of those days.
It's Thursday, 26th.
26th, okay.
Yeah.
So I knew it was something 20-something. So.
Yeah. Congrats, we're both wrong.
Yeah, we're both wrong. So, but yeah. Okay, so we've got a bunch of stuff. Well, not a bunch of stuff. It's kind of a slow week, but we're going to go over today. We're doing a new tournament over in the Discord with a pretty interesting meta that Wildcat and Seagull worked on together. It's, you know, it was mainly like Wildcat's brainchild, and then Seagull kind of came in and helped them adjust it a little. We have a winner for the BTW draft that we'll announce. Some in-game stuff, but nothing like too crazy. And then we've got our GBL and then a new segment that we're going to introduce that hopefully you guys like. I think it's funny. We'll see. So let's get the show started and start. I guess we'll put it this in the self section like we've been doing. And I just like playing the music. So we'll do that. Ready? Here we go.
Soap Arena News.
So this is the Sylph BTW Discord section, but we still use the Sylph music. So we wrapped up our draft. This, I think everyone's done. If not, there's like a few scragglers, but we do have a winner.
Fish, I'm going to call out Fish on a Heater because that's the straggler now. So you got to call him out.
Oh man,
that's funny. Fish.
By the way, speaking of Fish, I don't know. I mean, obviously, if you listen to the show, that was our bet. And I'll tell you what, man, like he holds up his stuff, his end of a deal, and he puts it together. Like that was some funny shit. Like,
yeah, I didn't expect that. I'm like, he was so serious. And I'm like, what? Like, this is awesome.
If you didn't get a chance to see the video is even better because he's dead serious. It looks like he's like doing like a very serious YouTube video.
Yeah. I was actually seeing it like when I first posted it on, was it on Twitter?
Yeah.
It's like important announcement or something like that, right? And I'm like, what is this? Like, I got scared a little bit. I'm like, why are we retweeting this? This must be bad or something related with, like, you know, Pokemon Go. But no, like, I started dying.
It was good. It was good. And he's actually going to be joining us on, not next week, the week after. Last weekend of the month. Just
to me.
Just, well, we mentioned it on the show already once.
Shame.
But yeah, he's gonna come and so that we can kind of go over, you know, get an extra opinion on the start of what, season 9? Is it season 9?
It will be season 9, yeah.
Yeah.
It's so insane. That's super right. Quick.
So, you know, I figured that's a get his opinion on some stuff, especially now that he's playing GBL a lot more than he used to be. So
that's good. You
know, get a good opinion. So, like I said, draft pretty much wrapped up. We have a winner.
And undefeated winner. But we're going to beat around the bush first because there's some crow to be eaten in a minute. How did you do in the draft? How did you find the draft? I know this was a very large draft, so we haven't got to hear your opinions on it at all yet.
It was really fun. It was really interesting. I did find it that I barely used, I think, maybe 3 of my Pokemon. I was literally just using basically 3. And then the other 3 were just like nothing. Like I didn't even like try to use them. Actually, I did use them on my first match. But I did realize that I would only use the 3 same core. And I'm like, okay, like this is kind of getting like very repetitive, but it was fun because I never used, for example, like Empoleon in Great League, and then the other ones. Actually, the other ones I did use fairly common are Munchlax and Toxicroak. Mm-hmm. But Empoleon, it actually was pretty decent throughout like the whole tournament that I did. And I actually, well, within, was it like 5 rounds, right?
Mm-hmm. 5 rounds.
I did lose only once in against, I think it was Mosh Pit.
Okay.
And he just completely like counted my team. I was just like, all right, you know, it is what it is. It happens. But I was very surprised on how well, like, I'm honestly say that Empoleon was my MVP, like, for my team.
Empoleon is surprisingly good. So I actually had the rank 1 Empoleon back from its community day. And I was even running it back before it got, what is it? Is it Drill Pick?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Drill Pick.
I was running it before that, and it was a great counter to even something like Azu. Even though Flash Cannon takes forever to get there, it never gets blocked.
Yeah, no, for sure. They're like, it's a water Pokemon. Yeah. Even then, like, you know, you're just thinking like Azu's just super bulky and they want shield, so.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I had a similar situation. I had Beedrill on my team. Yeah. I did not use it one time in 5 rounds. So in 15 battles, I did not use Beedrill.
That's insane.
It was like, second round pick.
I actually would have thought that you would have, just like, because do you guys remember when Beedrill was like constantly being used in GBL? Mm-hmm. I think it was like right after the community day,
yeah.
And then just like died out. Like, it was actually a pretty decent counter to a lot of Pokemon. It could have done a lot of damage to Steel Pokemon, mm-hmm. as well as Azu, because Azu is a huge threat in GBL, Great League. So I was very confused as to why people stopped doing it. Like, if you use it now, you just catch people off guard.
Oh, yeah. So the other thing, Astro, who did you battle this week?
I don't remember.
He's like thinking about it. He's like, wait.
I don't remember. I do remember I used my Shadow Slowbro for the second time in the tournament and remembered why I stopped using it, why I didn't use it through most of it.
His battle from this week was very blurry. That's what I remember him saying.
Yeah, it was early this morning.
I heard there was a lot of lag or something, or some excuses.
No, it was the person I played with had a Blaziken that had Brave Bird on it.
My and cheapness for the win.
You would be surprised how much Brave Bird hits a Quagsire unshielded.
And considering that Quagsire is, you know, a little bit bulkier for Mudboy, you know, so I was actually very shocked too when I saw the video.
I was too, but let's also say, you know, that was game one. There was two other games. What happened there? Let's hear some excuses.
Mm. No, there was no excuses. I suck.
His excuse is that he just woke up.
So if you haven't figured it out, I was able to slap around Astro 3-0. Yep. And I say slap around, it was literally one fast move all three games.
Yeah.
But it was. I don't care. I won all three.
It was
with came my down glassy, to glassy cannons.
One infestation on Swalot.
Both games. That's insane. Yeah.
And some really bad shield usage and charge usage.
And the fact that apparently a sludge bomb from Swalot, which gets stab, doesn't KO Sylveon.
That's how you know like it's bulkier, but that's insane. I guess that's how bad the attack is from Swalot.
Yeah. So Swalot, but
yeah, but once again, Sylveon was actually one of my favorite things to play. If I had had that community day move on Sylveon, though, it would have been very much GG's for you, because I had no chance of getting to fast moves really.
Yeah, no. So I was surprised this whole tournament. I used Swalot in pretty much everything, like every battle. It had play against everything, just being like that mono poison type. Mm-hmm. But its movesets with the infestation, then sludge bomb and ice beam, like covers a lot. And if someone doesn't have a ground, like a ground Pokemon or something that has a ground move on it, like that thing does work.
Yeah, so, for sure.
Yeah.
So the winner ended up being CW, swept the tournament 5-0. And we're going to go over his team, and someone tell me how he put this team together with two ban rounds and 26 or 25 other people drafting.
I want to know, because when I played him, I believe the second week. It was either the second week or I think it was the second week. Yeah, because I had won the first week, and then week two I played him, and I looked at his team, and I think even I showed it. I think I even asked Dino on that week, and he was just like, "Nope, this is not going to happen."
So he picked up Shadow Abomasnow round one. Somehow, Shadow or Abomasnow missed the ban list. Then he picked up the Unovian Stunfisk, Gengar, Shadow Gardevoir, Tentacruel, and Glassy Stunfisk. I mean, Excadrill. That team is stacked. I don't know how you put that team together. I don't know how none of us seen this happening and went, we've got to change what's happening right now. Because I'm looking through all the other teams, and we all had fun teams, but no one had a chance.
It's funny because like everyone was like, oh, I'm gonna ban your Pokemon, I'm gonna ban your favorite Pokemon, and he was just like quietly picking his like team like perfectly, and we're just like did not see it.
Yeah. It was good. It was a good team. And from what I think what I remember is he said he actually used every single Pokemon on his team at least once throughout the tournament. So throwing Tentacruel out there in a match, like, and still winning.
Well, I mean, everyone went after counter users and charmers. Mm-hmm. That was the two main things everyone was going after. So it actually doesn't surprise me that Tentacruel had a little play because it's going to resist those counter users and is going to hit super effective against those charm users. I mean, it was solid for this kind of tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did pick all of his Pokemon's very smart.
Yep. So, congratulations, CW, on that win. That it was a sweep. It was a sweep win. So, congratulations. He is our first BTW band draft champion. And starting next month, we have our first custom meta tournament. Like I had mentioned, it was Wildcat's brainchild, and then Siegel kind of helped him refine a certain things. And we were talking about it, looking at it right before we started recording. And it is, Dean, you made a good point. It's probably better than most Sylph metas.
I'm not trying to, like, you know, make fun or say that their metas are crappy or anything like that. But it just seems more fun than what I've seen them come up with in, like, what, the past at least half year, maybe longer.
The last half season of Sylph was rough. I mean, every tournament they were banning the most used Pokemon, and I get it, they're trying to force usage, but sometimes they're highly used because people like them. Yeah. And we're not going to try to ban all the highly used things here. And you're going to start to see when we talk about this meta a little bit, some of the top players are going to be right here in the midst of this meta.
So the name of the tournament is the Avengers Assemble Tournament. I'm going to go over the slots, and then we'll let Wildcat kind of tell you what each slot is. So our first slot is our Iron Man slot.
That's going to be your steel type.
Okay. Oh, well, actually, before we do this, why don't we go over the bans and then the rules so that it makes a little more sense when we go through each slot.
That's why you make the big bucks here. Big brain.
Okay. So our bans are shadows, any shadows. So no shadows, Pidgeot, and all your megas. Those are your bans.
Your rules now are fairly simple. You're going to have one Pokemon per slot. You cannot have two Pokemon that share the same type. So the example here, you couldn't use Drifloon as a ghost flying Pokemon, and Jellicent as a ghost water Pokemon. And that'll make more sense as we go through the slots here. So take over, Astro. Go ahead.
So back to the slot. So slot number one is Iron Man.
Yeah, so that's going to be your steel type, and you can pick out big hitters right here out of the gate. Dino, I know you immediately keyed on probably the two most used Pokemon of all
in this slot. I'm sure it can like be like Stunfisk. I won't even say like Registeel probably too would be one. Like I don't even know. It might not even be like a top pick just because I barely see people use it, but you never know. But yeah, like those are like the main ones that come to mind.
Yeah, Bastiodon.
Oh man.
Where it's not banned.
I was just trying to not mention it.
But keep in mind, another one that it's kind of a sleeper pick when you look at some of this meta that you were talking about using, Empoleon actually can have a lot of play here.
Yeah.
Because it can be a steel that can counter one of the other types later on.
And with energy, with Drill Peck to bug and fighters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the next slot is Captain America.
It's going to be your normal slot. So this is going to be AKA, as I'm going to call it, the Wigglytuff slot. But what other Pokemon could you see coming in there, Dean, you know, with the normal slot?
Vigoroth, Munchlax. Mm-hmm. More Vigoroth, to be honest with you. Like, because, you know, Vigoroth has counter after all, and it won't get destroyed by Wigglytuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see Munchlax. I didn't think about that, but Munchlax, because you have that other slot later on could have some play as well.
Yep.
Kangaskhan?
Nope. Get out of here with that. I don't want to hear it.
Next, you know how I feel about normal
you
types.
Love using. I feel like you use that like so many times.
I just want it to be good. I just want the normal. Besides Vigoroth, I just want the normal types to be better.
Wigglytuff. Like, you got Wigglytuff,
but it's got that secondary. It's got the secondary there. Like you're besides Snorlax, Vigoroth, and Munchlax. Like I want those moves to get like those Pokemon to get a little more love than what they do. It's really hard. It's really hard. And the reason it's really hard is because of our next slot, which is the Hulk slot.
Obviously, Hulk has to be the fighters. So this is your bring your counter users to the party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so many options there, too. Like, I already mentioned one that would make sense, and that would be, Scrafty?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we figured out a problem with Scrafty based on the rules.
Yep.
So and you'll see why, but later on, Scrafty becomes a soft ban. It's not, directly banned, but because of the other typings,
it only allowed
one per type. The one I seen here was Medicham is obviously going to be a top pick here. Toxicroak could be a good pick here with Counter and Mud Bomb to really help you out with that. Iron Man, and even with the Captain America slot, too. So
So then we have our Black Widow slot.
Bug. And there was immediately one bug that came to all of our minds. What bug did you have there, didn't you?
I'm assuming Galvantula.
Yeah.
That thing seems actually not. I'm like, bug, and like the first thing that came to mind was that. I'm like, looking at the meta, I'm like, oh, God.
Another one, like I said, I think Beedrill may have a little play, especially with the Captain America slot, people picking Wigglytuff. It's going to be one of the only real hard counters to Wigglytuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that.
That, or you're going to have to use your Iron Man slot and actually use Steel moves, which are not the best in this game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually not looking at the whole thing because it has Drill Run too, so it can do some damage against Steel. So that's another nice pick right there too.
Yep. The next slot, second to last slot, is the Scarlet Witch slot. And this is my favorite slot because it's got my two favorite typings in it.
Yeah, so this is the only slot of the game or the tournament that has two types that can be used here. So you're looking at your ghost type or your dark type. So because this slot is why Dino's precious Scrafty is getting banned.
Yep.
If it is a fighting dark type, you have to have a fighter. So if you put, well, I guess technically you could run Scrafty in your fighter slot and then go with a pure ghost or ghost something in your Scarlet Witch slot, Dino. So Scrafty's not completely banned, but you're going to have to be very careful with how you pick that Scarlet Witch slot then.
Yeah, because I was going to say like another one, just because those two that are in that slot, how would Sableye play out?
It would fill the slot perfectly because that's for the same Pokemon for one slot. Yeah. Sableye could be a really good I'm looking at, but I don't know how much play it would have versus this meta, really. Other than maybe
you can't talk about Sableye like that.
I like Sableye. Hang up.
Maybe be like,
guys, I'm out.
I'm just looking, though. I mean, it isn't going to hard counter really anything. And
it's just a safe swap, you know.
It is a good safe swap.
The only thing it would just struggle against would be Wigglytuff, like you mentioned. But besides that, I really don't see it having an issue besides maybe other dark Pokemon as well as Wigglytuff and then normal type maybe. But even then, like it has foul play, so it would hit hard. So
yeah, and everyone here is going to be looking at Umbreon. I think it's going to be a common
dark type pick.
That's one of those common Great League Pokemon.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking looking out and then like talking about Scrafty in the Hulk slot. That leaves you with just ghost and a Great League level, like most, especially since Drifblim is banned pretty much because of the typing, how it's typing. A lot of the ghost Pokemon at Great League level aren't like
got Gengar slash Haunter that could actually have some play here.
They have play against your Wigglytuff
and fighters.
Yeah.
and they also resist bug.
Okay.
So they
but they're glass, like the dark Pokemon are definitely tend to be more bulky than the ghost ones. So, you know, if you use Scrafty in there, like now you have to go ghost. So now you're like,
yeah,
you got to make that decision.
If you go Scrafty, you could go Jellicent.
There you go.
That's true.
That's an option.
Yep.
That gives you a lot of bulk and a ghost that can also debuff with the bubble beam. So that's always a fun.
That thing is so annoying.
Yes, it is. And then the final slot is the Falcon slot, which is only a bravery. That's it.
No, oh, is that what? No. Any flyer?
Everyone has to have bravery.
And the tournament's canceled now because no one can get bravery under 1500. Yep.
No.
But yeah, it's a flying slot. This is one where immediately one of those favorite meta Pokemon, just by the typing once again, gets a soft ban. Skarmory.
Yep.
Being steel flying, you have to have a steel and you have to have a flying, and you can't have any shared types.
Exactly.
So there's no way to put Skarmory on your team, which makes me a little happy, as much as I hate that stupid steel bird.
Yep. It also, I just realized you lose S Cavalier.
Oh yeah, you do.
You lose Caesar and Scyther.
Yeah. I didn't even notice those, but you do absolutely lose all of those. So like I said, there's some actual bans, but there's also soft bans just from the typing. Falcon slot, we all know exactly what I'm looking at here. This is my baby little murder balloon getting to come in. Give me my Drifloom.
There you go.
Locks me out of the ghost slot, but as Astro said, hey, that dark slot's the bulk anyways.
Yeah.
And I can just icy wind everything since Camo was very mean and banned my poor murder balloon.
First thing you did.
I mean, unless it comes up against like an Articuno. You know.
Ooh, Articuno.
The legendary birds are gonna have some fun in here. I see like Zapdos and Articuno doing pretty well.
I was gonna say that too. I was about to say it and you beat me to it.
Look at that.
That is hilarious.
I know people are probably gonna try to use Seagull, I mean.
Oh.
But it
Pelipper,
thank you.
Yeah.
Whatever that bird is.
Don't worry, it's a
naughty seat bird. I just wonder with the popularity that Galvantula is going to have, if Wingull just won't work. Because it could
To be honest, yeah, I don't see, like, let's be honest, like, what other bug Pokemon would you pick over Galvantula? Like,
Beedrill is the only other one I could see, unless if you want to go with something spicy.
Like, yeah. I feel like everyone Ariados, has Galvantula.
Astro wants his Ariados in here.
Yeah, I love Ariados.
That's one way to lose, I guess.
Jumpluff, he has a ton. Don't worry about it.
Jumpluff could fill that slot pretty well.
Ooh, Jumpluff would have,
because the grass typing, I think it makes it neutral to electric. So
same thing with Tropius.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So those are good choices there.
Tropius is even nicer because it's also neutral to the bug. It's neutral to both electric and bug. Tropius and Jumpluff both. So you're not going to hit it super effectively, but you're at least not dying to it immediately.
Yeah. Well, like one of them that I was looking at was Froslass for the ghost.
Mm-hmm. So really, it's going to be a fun meta. This is, of course, an unranked tournament, so it's not like we're, you know, putting anything on the line here. We're going to try to do these as much as we can inside of the Discord now, just to have something outside of Sylph that you don't have to stress about. For those that want to play, please don't spend a lot of dust on this. We're not asking you to set dust on fire. Yeah. We're not asking you to pull an Astro and delete a Pokemon and have to build it again for the draft. I mean, yep.
That happened. So before we move on, I just want to one more that just came to my head because I'm looking at Bug and Steel, and then Normal, and I just lost to it. Blaziken is going to have like some good play there because it's going to beat most of the Steels. It's going to be super effective against the Bugs. And it's what it runs counter. So you're going to have, it's just super glassy. So you're going to have to hope that you don't get hit with a Brave Bird.
You also got to watch out if you come, it has Legacy Stone Edge.
Yep.
And if I wasn't so cheap, that's what would be, I'd been running, but I just couldn't invest of Elite TM into getting Stone Edge.
Yeah.
So
it actually fire moves are going to have some play finally in something. Cause you've got at least two that are weak to it.
Alolan Marowak.
That would be
There's
fun.
There's so many possibilities. I'm just like, yeah. Now, like, the more I look at it, the more I add to the list, and I'm just like, oh, God, this is going to stress me out.
Yeah.
Alolan Marowak, because that's going to hard counter your Steel, your Hulk, your Fighting, and your Bug Slot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And
wow.
Only real... And it counters your if you're running Wigglytuff as well.
Yep.
So it really is only watching out for the Flyers and the Dark Pokemon at that point, which is... Ooh. That's a scare. Ooh, I may have to not bring Drifloom now.
So that's going to be, you know, that's getting run through the Discord, and then, you know, the pairing and stuff like that will get be done through Sylph. So if you want to join, you don't have to be ranked, you know, you don't have to rank your Sylph card or whatever it is, you know, but you do have to have, you know, a Sylph login so that you can get paired up. But yeah, so that's the meta that we came up with here, and we're going to be running. So that's going to start September 3rd. That's when we start the tournament, or when we start registration.
We will open registration starting when this show comes out on Wednesday.
Okay.
We'll start the tournament September 3rd at 8 p.m. So it gives everyone a couple weeks to get in, look at their teams. And, of course, we'll remind everyone over the next couple shows as well.
Yeah, for sure. I'm sure we'll come up with a couple different things to go over from now until then. All right. So that kind of wraps that up. So let's go ahead. There's not a lot in the in-game news, but we did want to go over and get Dino's opinion on some of these new Gen 8 Pokemon, one particularly. And then Wildcat actually did a poll in one of his groups that is pretty interesting, so I want to go over that. So let's move over to the in-game news. So, like I said, there's really not, we were looking at the blog and realized that they haven't made a post since August 4th. So they're hiding in the corner and they don't want to put anything out and then get people attack them. So we did have, we're coming up, we got what, Ultra Unlock 3 next week or Friday?
I think it's next, the 23rd. Third, I want to say something like, or no, okay. Maybe the 20th. I think it's this coming week at some point.
Okay. So with that, there is going to be some new Pokemon, and they're keeping the moves pretty close to the chest on this one. Like, normally by now, like this, even like a week out, we normally have at least the fast, you know, a fast move or something. But they haven't really announced any of the move sets or anything for these new ones. So we kind of just went through some of them and looked at what their moves are in the main series games. And we found one that kind of stuck out. Well, Wildcat found one that stuck out to him, and then he shared it with us. And then I was like, wow, yeah, that one is pretty interesting. And we kind of wanted to get Dino's opinion on it since he's been gone for such a long time, and I'm sure you guys are tired of hearing our advice on things. So the one that we picked out was, I'm going to, Dubwool. Is that right? Yep.
You did good. Good job. See, at this point, I feel like you're just trying to get people to pick on you.
Yeah. No, it's, there we go. I did it. I got that one.
I'm not going to lie to you. It almost sounded like you're trying to like beatbox for a second.
It was a dubstep. It was the dubstep. The woo, 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 woo. So Dubwool is a mono-normal type. It's a max CP of 2478, attack stat 159, defense 198, and stamina 176. So this is a big boy. This is thick. Now, again, normal type. So again, I'm like, okay, let's see. So we kind of looked at the moves, and what did you find out, Dino? What did you find out about some of the movesets? So
we were like talking about it like right before, but it's very unlikely for this moveset to happen, I think. But
probably.
It's just that they have like a bad like tendency of like not giving us what we want. Yeah. So it could actually potentially be a Vigoroth with, instead of Bulldoze, having Wallet Charge. So it has potential of having Counter as well as Body Slam and Wallet Charge for the moves. But it just seems like he has more crappy moves than good. Like, that was literally the best moveset that it could possibly have. Like, the rest is just, like, trash. Yeah. So
what you're saying, it's going to get Tackle,
possibly, Giga
Impact, and Hyper Beam. That's so its moveset.
We'll be looking at, what is that, Milk Tank?
Milk Tank, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's basically what I feel like. It could potentially, I mean, you never know. They could surprise us, but, like, giving us, like, basically two big rods in, you know, Great League. And you said, what did it max out at?
2478. So it can get up to Ultra League level.
Okay, so then that's another thing now, because then it would be better, because I think Vigoroth only maxes around 2200, so that's a little scary there.
Wonder what that extra 51 that best buddy boost, if it would make it exactly 2500 or just tip it over. Yeah, you're looking at a Talonflame where you actually want like a 49.5 with best buddy,
right,
for
right.
maximum damage.
Oh man, wow. Yeah, so a Vigoroth in Ultra League would be, well, now that I think about it, maybe yes, and then maybe no, because I feel like Ultra League has a lot more fighters running around with, like,
that's true.
Especially now with the XL Scrafty. Is it Scrafty or Scraggy? Scrafty. Machamp, Sirfetch'd is a new one that's now popping up more often in Ultra League.
Toxicroak,
you know, things like that. So it's going to have its counters, but what I'm interested in is the fact that it could have Wild Charge.
It's a game changer, I feel like. It's just like, it's better because if you think about it, Bulldoze is not a great move, and it takes so much energy to get there. So I feel like if it has potential to get that, it would make it that much better.
But is it bulky enough to throw a Wild Charge, get that debuff, and still be able to kind of go on? Or is it one of those where you're going to throw the Wild Charge and then dip out like right after?
Personally, like, I do that with I always, let's just say, like, with Snorlax, I always do superpower and I dip out, like, I want to say 99% of the time.
Okay.
Like, you know how bulky he is, and I'm still like getting out of there. It's just something you do. At least that's how my strategy is. Like, with any Pokemons that have a debuff after the move, typically that's what you want to do. So I don't think I will ever, like, stick with the same Pokemon once I throw that debuff move.
Yeah, and with Wild Charge, you can get to two. So you could throw a double Wild Charge. You're going to have that shield pressure. I mean, it actually could have a lot of play. And I think there's a few flyers that's popular in Ultra League. So I think it could actually have more Ultra League play than I was giving it credit for initially.
Yeah. And think about it, like, it would struggle at first against like a Jellicent, but it can knock it down because it has that electric move.
Yeah.
So it's scary. And even if you use it for Great League, think about going against like Azu, because before Vigoroth would only just do Body Slam, but now you have Wild Charge. But again, like this is just like a big what if, like can if it can mm-hmm. happen, but I just don't know. I'm not going to lie to you guys. Like, I feel like it's not going to happen, but it's a possibility.
It's going to get tackled.
If it happens, though, I may actually build it for the Avengers tournament. Just for it'd the balls.
Fun. That's actually perfect timing. Yeah, that would be dope.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was really, like, the only one that at least I saw, like, of the new ones that were coming out that seemed any interesting.
One other advantage versus this versus a double, most likely its second charge attack should only be 10k because it's a Route 2 Pokemon versus something like a Slakoth that's considered a rare late game Pokemon. So it should have a cheaper charge move, second charge move. So it's going to be even a cheaper Vigoroth.
Yeah, that's why it leads me to believe like they're not going to let us get what we want.
No, you don't.
They're like, this is too easy for you guys.
Yeah. That would be nice. I mean, especially since Slakoth is not very common lately. Like, unless it's like an event where it's featured or something like that, you really and that could help. This could be something good for newer players that don't have a Vigoroth, you know, or who haven't had a chance to get one. Like, this could help, you know, those people out, give them some type of, you know, advantage there.
Or players like me that don't have a good one. I think mine's like rank 1200 and something, but I still use it. It's still, when it's popular in a meta, it's popular for a reason.
Yeah, exactly. So that's that. Now, we did mention, so Wildcat did a survey in, what is this, your Lexington?
Yeah, the group? Lexington Facebook group. We, you know, very scientific survey here. So, yeah, you know, great super, sampling of people.
Yeah. So he put out a poll just to kind of gauge the community and see how everyone was doing. And it was pretty much just since the distance. Well, I'll just read it. Since the interaction distance has changed, have you played more, less, or the same? So what was the outcome?
Kind of shocking to me. I expected that less would be the winner, but not by the margin. So we had about just shy of 200 responses on this one. 152 responses were playing less. And then, you know, people were commenting on the post as well. And a lot of it comes down to it's not as fun. And or I have a disability and I cannot play now. And that was probably at least 5 to 6 people specifically cited. I have trouble walking or I can't get to stops now because of this. And they have all but quit playing. With that being said, we did have 36 other people still say they're playing about the same. We had one person shockingly say more. I completely have no clue there. And we did a few people cite the fact that the current event spawns just suck.
Yeah.
Outside of going out and raiding Heracross, which you can't even get good IVs for / the appropriate CP for PvP, there's not a lot going on in this event. Palkia is okay. I got my shiny in 4 raids. I haven't done a Palkia since.
Yeah. I did one. I didn't get it. And I was just like, meh. Okay.
Well, I lied. I did one
I did
today.
It with Dino, actually. I did one with Dino.
I did one today because I was out at my normal play route. It was the only raid there. And I'm like, I might as well use a free pass. I invited Astro. He didn't come.
I probably didn't see it.
Didn't invite Dino. Just a terrible person. I know. He wasn't showing online.
Yeah. So 152 out of 189 people that did this. That is a huge, huge, huge thing. And like, we kind of like were talking about it in our little group chat. Like, if we were now, I've played less over the past week, but it's been mainly because it's actually been, I mean, almost, I would say 95% of it is because this event I'm not interested in. Like, I have no interest in this event whatsoever. Like, spawns aren't great. There's not, like, a whole bunch of things that are popping up that I'm like, man, I need to catch that. Oh, I need to catch that. Oh, so it's just, literally, it's just been turn the game on, get my daily catch, do my battles, do my Pokestop, you know, my spin that I can just walk up to the Pokestop at the beginning of my complex, just spin it, walk back, and throw the gacha on and whatever, you know, let it go throughout the day. But I'm not going to say it's because of the interaction distance. I'm going to say it's really just because the event, this week's event, has just been bad, because last week I was playing about the same. Like, my play style didn't change, like, the amount that I played. So it's really just kind of been because of that. Dino kind of mentioned the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I just been busy, but honestly, like, the event does not have very good spawns per se. Like, I mean, yeah, you can get, what is it, Clefairy spawning, but besides that, like, honestly, like, there's really not anything. And I didn't like the fact that they stopped the spawning for Heracross. It just seemed like, why would you do that? Like, it's kind of like you're making it obvious why. Mm-hmm. Because you obviously want the shiny, you know, it's pink, it's cool. So, you know, it just gets me a little upset. I see why people would play less and stuff like that. And for me, I mean, like, I honestly, like, in terms of, like, how much I play, it's about the same if I wasn't busy. But it does seem like very stale and boring at the moment. And I can see why people are just playing less. And as well as, like, that whole interaction thing is just, it seems like it just made it even worse with that.
Yeah, it was kind of like a icing on the cake type thing.
Daniel, you said something that leads me to a good question. So would you and Astro played at least the same, if not more, had Heracross still been spawning in the wild in your area?
I would have played more, like 100%. Actually, that is, like, low-key, like, one of my favorite Pokemon from second generation. And I would love to have it for, like, Great League. And that's mainly why I think I would have played more. It's because it's PvP, like, relevant for me. Just to have fun and also, like, get a good one for Ultra League. So I would have played more for sure.
Yeah, I probably would have played a little bit more because, yeah, exactly. Like, I have a Great League one, but I don't have one for Ultra League. And I know it's pretty good. It has play in Ultra League. So it would be that. But, like, even the shiny isn't, even though it's cool, like, it's not something that I'm, like super into. Like I didn't, for the raid hour, like, I forgot about it. Because, like, I just don't have, like, yeah, I would like a shiny Palkia, but it's not, like, something I'm like, I gotta get it. Like, Dialga, like, I got, you know, a functional number one for Master League, and I would have liked a shiny. But I wasn't like, man, you know, I need to go out and start doing more raids or whatever. Plus, I only had like 3 remote raids, the remote raid passes.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I'm just going to hold on to these for like what I need it for. So I did one Dialga raid or Palkia raid, and that was it. I think I helped one person with the Heracross.
And I think that's the one that we were in with Reyes as well.
Was it Heracross or was it Dialga?
I think it was.
Or not Dialga, Palkia. Or maybe it was. Yeah, you know what? It was Heracross. So that was pretty much it. Like, that's all I did. I still have the one sitting in my bag, and that's it. So
yeah, I've just in general, this event's been really lacking. I did actually think of another Pokemon that I want to get Dino's opinion on the fly now. Foulinx is also releasing.
Oh, wow. I did not know that. Actually, this is funny you mentioned that, because I actually, like, my kid showed me, like, a Pokemon card for that Pokemon. Mm-hmm. That Pokemon. So I was like, What? I actually know it now.
Yeah, so it maxes its CP at 2665, attack 193, defense 170, stamina 163. So I immediately see those stats and I say it's somewhat of a slightly bulkier Machamp.
That doesn't even look like a fighting Pokemon.
Yeah, it's not a bug Pokemon. It has no bug typing.
It's the worm from Mario.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, no, that's crazy. Like, I didn't even look into that one. I didn't even know that was even came out.
It's going to be if you're lucky Pokemon for this event, and it's going to be in raids.
Okay. So yeah, that's like another thing. Actually, like I don't know. Like for me, like I actually haven't been raiding. Actually, I don't even raid as at all. But just going back to real quick to the raids that he was talking about. I have actually gotten more shinies through GBL rewards than the actual reward from or the raids. I think I've gotten the last two legendaries shiny from GBL. And people were saying, oh, I did 50, 100, or maybe something crazy, and I did maybe two raids and I got it in GBL after third try.
Yeah, that's where I got my 15-15, 14 Dialga was from GBL. It wasn't even from a raid. So,
oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah, so that's why I feel like it's just there's no point.
So on the worm that's not a bug, that's a fighter, is it a counter user? Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a fighter. It's a counter user. It also knows Rock Slide.
Okay.
So that's why I think the closest thing I could compare it to is probably a Machamp.
Okay.
So this would be one that you hunt for good IVs in the wild and then raid for the candy.
It's it seems like it, but I don't know. I feel like I'd still probably pick Machamp over that.
Yeah, especially considering Machamp has the shadow variant. I think that makes a huge difference here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's probably why. I feel like even if it does get good moves, if it gets Rock Slide, I feel like that would probably be the only thing. And besides that, there's Brick Break, but that's nothing compared
close to combat.
Close combat. Does it have also superpower?
And it has superpower.
Double debuff.
Oh, I mean, oof. That could be a thing.
Oof,
but it has a decent amount of different. It's definitely better than double in terms of moves that it could possibly have.
Oh, Mega Horn. We're talking about it not being a bug type. Let's give it a bug move. That's appropriate.
That is funny. It does have that.
It has Poison Jab.
Ooh.
Oh, interesting.
Give it Poison Jab, Counter, Close Combat, Superpower, and Rock Slide, and you never know what's going to come out of this thing when you're fighting it.
I'm blanking out on the name, but who was that last counter user that has Poison Jab that recently came out? Has a weird stand and kind of looks like
it's not. I don't know if it has counter. It's the one before Conkaldur. It's whatever. Doesn't that one have a poison move?
Actually, might. I don't know. But I was referring to
the mind foo or whatever.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, so that's
the one. It kind of reminds me of that because it has poison sting as well. I mean, was it poison sting? No, poison jam. So
it kind of. But it has better stats. Minchu's stats are just terrible.
Yeah. That's true. It just reminds me because who was that? I think it was Junkus. He's a streamer. He used that versus what's it called? An Azu, and they didn't shield. I think it has a poison charge move as well. So it was fun to see. I mean, I feel like this Pokemon is going to be something like that, where it'll be fun. It'll throw people off the first few days that it comes out. But then you won't see it as much just because there's so many other ones that can probably it'll be overshadowed by everything else.
Yeah.
So I'd get it. Keep it around just in case. You never know. Never delete anything. Don't transfer anything if it has good PvP IVs.
Exactly.
That's how they get you to buy the extra storage.
Yeah. Yep. So, and raid bosses have been the same, and they're trash. So, yeah, that is pretty much, that's our GB or in-game news section. Blah, blah, blah. So now I guess it's time to do the debut of our new segment. That's not going to be all the time. It's going to be kind of
random.
I'm not going to always do one of these, but, so yeah, so this is, let's do it. It's, Astro's top 10.
This is Astro's top 10.
Astro's top 10 foods. Number 10.
Au creme brulee.
Number 9.
Synesty and crumpets.
Number 8.
Cherubi pie.
Number 7.
Escava eclair.
Number 6.
Cloisters Rockefeller.
Number 5.
Kraft Shilos and cheese.
Number 4.
Kung Pao Combustion.
Number 3.
Buffalant Chicken Pizza.
Number 2.
Curry Go-Goat.
Number 1.
Peanut butter and jelly.
This is Astro's top 10.
I just want to point out, Daniel and I did not hear this list or see this list ahead of time.
Oh my God.
And they never will. They never will. And hopefully you guys will get it. And if not, there'll be another one at some point where hopefully you'll get it. So
you just completely threw me off.
Which one was your favorite?
I think it was the third one.
The Cherubi pie?
No, the fourth one then.
The Synesty or the
Escavi
Claire?
He's talking about the actual third one.
Oh, okay. Buffalant Chicken Pizza.
Yeah, that actually sounded good. I'm like, I'm hungry now.
I mean, Synesty and crumpets, that's appropriate.
It was.
Yep. You'd be surprised how hard it was. Started off easy trying to find these, and then it got a little harder going through.
But you're not eating Slurpuff? Come on.
I tried to find something with Slurpuff, but it just nothing that kind of flowed. So that's the Astro's top 10 foods, and maybe in a week or so, I don't know, we'll see. I'll keep you on your toes on when the next one is. So let's go ahead and get a little more serious, and we'll jump over to GBL now.
Fight.
So, Dino was very confused by that intro music.
I was like, wait, what?
It changed, yeah.
Yeah, it did change.
I felt like it was the only one that stuck out, like, that didn't sound as, like, loud as the other ones. So, kept it the same and kind of just changed the music behind it. So, we have, what, another week? Monday is when we go back to all three leagues?
Monday? A week from Monday.
A week from Monday.
Or no, is it Monday? Is it 23rd? Yeah, it's the 23rd.
Oh, nice. So, okay.
Wow. Yep. Well,
Yeah, so yeah. A week from Monday. Cause
a tomorrow. Week from Monday.
Yep. Okay, got it. A week from Monday. So we'll go back to all three leagues. So we still have another week of Ultra League Premier, right? I'm saying it right? Ultra League Premier,
yeah.
Master League Classic,
mm-hmm.
and Master League. So I will say, yes, after last week with Papa Rec, I felt a little comfortable and a little brave, and I was like, let me build a team, and I was super excited, and I put a bunch of candy into my Swampert and put XL candy on my Swampert and went to Master League Classic and went, where the fuck is my Swampert? Where? No, not just that. It was my Swampert, my Machamp, and one other one that he told. It was all three of the ones he told me to use for Master League Premier. I put XL candy on and couldn't use any of them.
I have no words.
So
you have one job.
One job, yes. But I ended up running it. It was Swampert, Machamp, and I forget what the other one was. It was something. I forget now. But I ran it in Open Masters and went 2-3. And I was like, I'm not ready yet. Especially since my Swampert doesn't have Hydro Cannon on it yet, because I just caught it and I didn't really want to. I didn't want to waste an Elite TM on something like that until I'm more comfortable, like in that Master League realm. So mm-hmm. I was running it with Surf, which isn't terrible, but it's not Hydro Cannon. You know, it's not going to do the same. It's not going to do the same as Hydro Cannon, but. That was my little trip into Master League. Now Wildcat did his own little trip to the Master League town after that after our Papa Rec episode. How did that go?
That's not good.
Positive.
I can already tell you.
Yeah. I tried out Dialga mm-hmm. with Shadow Mewtwo and Garchomp. I realized really quickly Groudon was a huge problem. It's all over the place. And between Groudon and Lugia both running Dragon Tail now, it just was too much to deal with. So I have actually made a small flip to my team and brought in one of our budget counters that we were talking about as a Mamoswine. Actually, Mamoswine, Dialga, and Groudon doing an ABB line. ABBA, both, because you got two grounds and two dragons.
Uh-huh.
Actually done pretty well. I think it was going 3-2-4-1, but I didn't understand the meta enough to know when to shield, when to jump, things of that nature. So I quickly ran away. I didn't want to lose too much more ELO. And I hopped over to Ultra League. I actually been playing a little Ultra League on both my main account and my alt account. Nice. Today I caught that Sylveon, immediately built it on both accounts, actually. So I'm now running on my main account. I'm running a Sylveon, Venusaur, Swampert line.
Nice.
Today was positive all but one set, and I should have actually went 3-2 on that set, and I went 1-4 because I wasn't used to the team yet.
Yeah.
That happens.
Yeah. So,
but at the same time, Wildcat is playing Ultra League, which is something that he normally sits out through. So that means we've pushed him in there. We've got him. We got
just
him.
Too much dust getting left on the table. I figure with Go Battle Night, I have a chance in Great League to push for Legend. At this point, I'm not very confident. I'm going to have 500 points to climb. But hey,
it's doable.
It's doable. It's absolutely doable. I'm going to give myself a shot, but I just didn't want to keep leaving dust, especially when I dropped 400,000 dust this week on two different Pokemon between Dialga and Sylveon. Mm. So I have to make some of that up.
Yeah.
Now I only have 5.5 million.
Oh,
only.
So it's so sad. Can you guys feel my eyes roll when I said that?
That was me too, though.
Well, I mean, me and Dino have kind of always been Dino was a little more into Ultra League than I was, and then he kind of got me into it, and now I really like playing Ultra League. Not as much as Great League, but I enjoy it. It's not something I'm like, Ultra League. But Dino, I feel like, is this the second time you've done this in Ultra League?
Done what?
You hit Legend during Ultra League, right?
This season?
Yeah.
No. Hit it during the, what was it?
Oh, that's right. You hit it during the
Element Cup,
yeah.
Yeah. That's what it was called.
Was it last season that you hit it? I think you hit it during Ultra season.
Yeah, I did it during one of the seasons where I hit it in Ultra.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think I did that with my one of my alt accounts. I hit it with Ultra with my Swampert team.
You have been running a team that has been you've been running this team for, I think, even before we started doing the show. Am I right? Yeah. And it started to gain traction, at least amongst our community, like down here. And then it kind of moved into Discord. And now there are other content creators running this team trying to claim it as their own. And I would like to go on record and say that this man has been running it for what?
At least, I want to say since like either season 4 or 5.
Yeah.
So I recall, yeah, because I was like, for sure it was like at least season 5. And that was way before 2021. So.
Yeah. And it's funny because at first I saw it. I forget who it was. I think it was maybe King that was running it. And oh, yeah. I kind of called him out on it, but he didn't respond. So, but then one of our friends down here, Ash, he posted that someone else started running it, right? There was someone else that ran it.
Yeah.
And he called him out on it too.
Yeah.
So tell everyone what this team that everyone is sniping from you.
It is Shadow, Snorlax, Clefable, and Kingdra.
Yep.
And obviously, I don't want to say who it is that is sniping it, but you know, it's unfortunate. I mean, like, because like, you know, streamers can say it's their team just because, you know, we're not as popular, I guess, as them.
Yeah, it's so a different community when it comes to streamers versus like us. So
exactly, but I mean, I mean, I don't know, because I did I want to say like a something that I didn't expect I would do. Was it yesterday? No, yesterday, I believe. Where?
Yeah, you went big time on us yesterday. You
flexed up. Yeah, I don't know how, but it just like I feel like I zoned out for like a good 2 hours, and I went 25-0. And I honestly, I don't think I've ever seen like anyone really post it, and if they have, like it's maybe like very rare. And I'm not gonna lie to you, there was like so many times where like I got bad leads and I was worried, and guys, like when I say this, like I was sweating in my last match. I was like, all right, if I mess this up, like I ruin everything. But I don't think I sent this in our group chat, but my last match, I made the guy quit. So it was an amazing feeling.
That is a perfect ending.
He just quit. I was just like, that was amazing.
A perfect set.
Yeah.
To a perfect group of sets. So congratulations.
Thank you.
But also at the same time, if you guys listening see people running this team online and on stream or whatever and trying to claim it as their own, please make sure you drop a comment in their thing letting them know not true. And if I can find what episode, I think it was like one of our first couple episodes where you mentioned the team. I will post that episode so that you guys can share that with those people and know that we found you.
Yeah, it was around February.
Yeah.
I didn't go back. Yeah.
So, but that team, so I tried running it. So I was running the the other Ultra League team that you would come up with. It was Swampert,
Gengar,
and Escavalier. So that was kind of like the team that I had set for Ultra League from the night that we did our stream together. And I never really changed it because it was doing well. And when we switched from Ultra League Remix, which I had just gotten like in my groove with Remix, and then it switches, of course. And
usually happens.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, well, it's fine. I have my Ultra League team, and I started using it, and it just wasn't, maybe it was me like not remembering how to use it or what. It just kind of wasn't working. And so I asked Yuni, I was like, okay, I'm going to try your other team. Do you think it'll work with a normal Snorlax versus a Shadow Snorlax? And I can report back that it doesn't. It does not work as well unless that Snorlax is a Shadow, because the leading with it, with those licks, it doesn't do as much. There was some matches, like I think I went up against a Jellicent, and like those licks weren't doing anything to it.
Yeah.
And it was super annoying because I'm throwing body slams. They're not shielding because it's not really doing much it's not doing anything to it. And then the licks on top of it aren't like, they didn't even have to like,
yeah,
they I ended up losing them. That matchup because it couldn't outpace it, even with it being resistant to the hex and everything.
That's like one thing I like about the Shadow one, because like even if it does the debuff, it still has that boost. So eventually, after like 2-3 buffs, it kind of gets it to a regular Snorlax attack. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, it's really good. I like it. It makes a huge difference against at least the Ghost.
Yeah.
Especially Jellicent, and like that's one that I love to see, and they just immediately just switch.
Mm-hmm. So are you running Body Slam and Superpower, or Body Slam Earthquake?
No, but Body Slam and Superpower on that. It's just like, it's huge. Like against any Steel, I want to say Steel, maybe Dark as well. I just stay in and then throw that Superpower and dip out to Kingdra. So that's usually the play versus any Steel, just because sometimes you get lucky. Even the Bombasnow is another one that I go straight to Superpower and then dip out. Because you'd be surprised, some people just don't shield. And if they do, that's great. You're up a shield. And then sometimes you can catch, I don't know, like something like a Weather Ball or something on Kingdra. And that's just kind of like what you want to do. And it makes a difference instead of, you know, getting hit by that on a Snorlax. So I really like the combos that like you can get out of this. And someone brought this up. I think it was, I don't know if it was someone on Discord or one of you guys, that they brought up that my team on PB Poke, I think it has like a rank D in one of the I think consistency or what was it, something like related to one of those. It had like a D.
Consistency.
Yeah. So like, I don't know if it was that or if it was like coverage where it's a D in it. And I'm like, it's just something that I don't really like to do in PB Poke and as far as like ranking. That's why I don't like to base my team off like doing that much.
Yeah. So after that, I ran my like original Ultra League team, which was Gengar, Snorlax, and Machamp. And I was doing okay, but it just didn't feel like it fit the meta anymore. Like, it's still a solid team. It didn't fit. So I decided to go back to the team I was using in Remix with a slight variant. So my team in Remix was Alolan Ninetales, Gengar, Toxicroak. And if you watch the stream that I did with Fish, I'm comfortable with it. I know like what it can take, and it actually was it fit the meta very well. When I brought it into Premiere, it didn't as much. So, and that was mainly because running double poison I was coming up against a lot of Glade running Confusion. And if I catch a Glade in the back, like, forget it. That team is fucked. Like, it's done. And also, I was getting a lot of, seeing a lot of Venusaur. And then also, the other thing was Snorlax was a big issue when it wasn't, if it wasn't a safe swap. Because I was telling Wildcat this earlier, you'd be surprised that Toxicroak has a hard time actually beating Snorlax in Ultra League level. Because it just, unless they have no shields, and you unless you're like winning the shield, you know, situation there, it has a really hard time. Because those body slams, you let one of those body slams go, it like, it knocks it down. And I've got, I think it's like a, it's a fifth, it's 15 in the defense. So it's like up there, and it's at 2,500. So the defensive stat is almost maxed out, and it, those body slams hurt. So I had to come up with something to kind of fill a lot of those. So I switched out Gengar and switched him with Snorlax, or not Snorlax, Swampert. And I did that last night, and I played, I think, three sets. 5-0, 4-1, 3-2.
That's good.
Nice, yeah. Nice.
And those were, like, a lot of, like, losing the lead, like, right away. Like, it was a lost lead.
Yeah, and I can say, I know a lot of the Pokemon we've been talking about today has been a lot of XL stuff. You got your Clefairy, your Toxicroak, your Ninetales. So I do want to point out a fun example. I sent this over on Thursday to Astro and Dino. I was running a Charizard Venus Swampert line. Just basic, cheapo as can get in Ultra League. I met a team XL Politoed in the lead, so I immediately lose the lead. Nidoqueen XL and Abomasnow XL.
Oh my gosh.
I won that matchup with a shield left.
Wow.
By simply staying calm, playing to the swap. Don't go immediately. I didn't, you know, Politoed came in. Instead of going to Venusaur, I jumped over to Swampert. Just so happened I'm running poison on my Swampert.
They
switched it to Abomasnow. Guess what they don't shield?
Sludge Wave.
So immediately I'm already up. At that point, I was able to take down Abomasnow with a Swampert, which I know they had to be cursing and throwing their phone at that point. They come back into Politoed. They knock out my Swampert real quick, and I come into Venu. They immediately switch in. And I go back to Charizard, and I'm sitting here going, just chucking them down. I'm going, they've invested at least 750,000 dust on this team.
Yeah, that's insane.
I put in maybe 10,000 dust.
That's why I like, it's a good feeling to beat a team like that.
Yeah.
Especially with like a team that's not XL. And even my team, like it's the Clefable is not, I think I put maybe like one or two power ups just because it was like I was using the same Clefable before XL. So his best buddy, and I think it has like maybe one or two power ups to it. So I barely even call it an XL. To me, like it's like even running like a team that's not XL, and especially to go 25-0 with something like that, it's possible. Like you can definitely run and play without a team that's even like with one that's XL. Like it's a really good feeling to beat teams like that.
Yeah. So those, you know, I'm as guilty as the next of not really enjoying playing Ultra League. Especially Premier anymore, because all it is Great League XL. And I don't like to invest that much in Ultra League in the first place. And I don't have the time to grind for that XL candy. So find those weird onesie twosie teams that can do decently well and just have fun.
Mm-hmm. And I'll kind of, you know, bat around the idea, like Dino was saying, like his Clefable isn't maxed out. Like, it's not a full XL.
Yeah.
My Ninetales is not fully maxed out. So, but it's in like the low 40s, maybe mid 40s now, and it still does what it needs to do. It's at like 23 something, and it still works. So it's not necessarily like in like a mirror match, like my Ninetales will lose to another Ninetales, but when it goes up against a Venusaur, like it's gonna do what it needs to do. So I'm not gonna say yes, just go out and, you know, run at a 40.5% on your Skarmory or something like that, where some of those, because it maxes out like super low, like where you need it to be at level 50, what is it, 51 or 51, yeah, with the best buddy to get it like up there. But you can, with certain ones, you can make it work, not fully, you know, maxed out there. So we've got that. That's wrapping up this week. And then next week, we're going to do all three leagues. And then the season's over, which is interesting that we're doing all three leagues till the end. We have still have one more Go Battle Night, and they're not making us go a week of Kanto Tour or Kanto Cup. Thank God. Yes.
You say thank God, but it was kind of nice at the end of the season to have that chill week where you could just go in and play stupid things. And I was a very evil person every Kanto Tour. I ran an all shadow team every single Kanto Tour, right? It was either always Shadow Hypno, and then I would mix in either Shadow Ninetales, Shadow Machamp, and what was the other shadow? I was mixing Shadow Snorlax, people angry.
That makes sense. That would make me angry.
So it was a good time. But something I don't think we mentioned that was confirmed by Niantic through a tweet is Go Battle League is 2x Dust right now. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't supposed to be initially. It kind of came out of the field and people was like, I'm seeing more dust than I was supposed to be seeing. And 9X was like, yeah, we did this on purpose. And that, to be frankly honest, that's one of the reasons I'm venturing into Great and Masters and Ultras, just because 7,500 dust for two wins is a lot of dust.
I didn't notice it until I got an alert on my phone that was like, Go Battle League is now, or 2x Stardust for Go Battle League. And I was like, Am I missing Go Battle Night? Like, did I totally miss? And then I was like, oh shit, did we talk about this on the show? Like, we missed this?
It wasn't supposed to. This came out of left field. So I guess this may be part of their, we screwed up and took your dust away thing without saying that. And then we do have Go Battle Night coming up where you're going to get 3x dust that night. So,
yeah.
And it does not stack. Unfortunately, there is no 6x dust multiplier.
Yeah, but you can run a star piece
and get 2.5 or 3.5.
Mm. Yeah.
Well,
it's still a little extra.
Yeah.
Whatever the math is.
It's late.
So, yeah, but so we've got that and then all three leagues. I think if I kind of just stay on the track I'm at, hopefully by the end of the season, I'm feeling a little more confident that I can hit 2,500. By the end of the season, which was my goal, is to hit that by the end of the season.
You got plenty of time too, so you'll get there.
As long as I don't fuck up during like Go Battle Night or something like that.
You just gotta be ready, man.
Yeah.
You gotta be ready. Coffee or energy, drink in hand, and
well, also play your five sets earlier in the day, your first five sets earlier in the day, so you're not trying to knock in 20 at one time. Yeah.
That would be crucial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've also found like my times a day to play where I do better. So it's weird, but like between 5:30 and 6, I do really well here in Florida, 5:30 to 6 p.m. And then between 10:30 and 12. So those are my times that I try and play during. And if I've been good at, if I miss those times, like I don't touch it I'll play one set. And if I lose like two in a row, then I just back out. Like, I'm just like, okay, I'm not going to keep going and then keep digging a hole. Which is what I did earlier this season, which got me into the mess that I'm in now. So,
and I will say, even with AD Community Day, unlike the last few Community Days, it didn't shift the meta really. So, especially for Great League, Leafeon did take a huge jump up. I think it went up 100 spots from where it was at. But you're still probably going to see things like Venusaur getting the love there at your grass. Meganium will keep getting the love. So it didn't shift the meta. In Great League, you don't want Psychic on Umbreon, so it doesn't shift the meta. So just keep that in mind. We're heading back into Great League. It's going to be the same meta that we had the last time we were in Great League. So watch out for your Nidoqueens, your Azumarills, your Altarias, Bastiodon, Stunfisk, the old classics.
Yep. It'll be nice. It'll be nice to get Great League back. And besides getting Great League back, we also get back Dino's tip of the week, since now he's back. And he has a new tip of the week for you guys. So here is Dino's tip of the week. All right, Dino, it's on you.
All right, perfect. This one is not going to be as long as my previous one, if you guys remember it, but it's kind of be kind of like a follow-up to, you know, sticking to the same team. And I've actually noticed that some people are still, you know, switching with that, but I don't want to get too much into my last tip.
me.
I was like, no one can see it, but you're like, it's me. No, it's actually a few other players as well. But another thing is that someone that can actually like vouch for this, and I've actually talked to him about it, is Artemis. In regards to, you know, people believe like once you lose the lead, that it's like kind of like game over, or like if you're new, like it's just like, oh man, like I lost the lead, like you just kind of like lose faith in basically that match.
Uh-huh.
And you know, the more I've played, the more I've noticed that it doesn't matter if you do lose the lead, and it's just mainly about that safe switch, that if you can somehow pull that, you know, if you can beat that switch that they bring in, it's basically like game over. And it's funny because Wildcat did mention this earlier, where he's actually, I don't know if it was earlier here, but in his chat where he's like saying like, I gave it my all to make sure I kept like switch or win switch. I don't recall which one it was.
When I was beating down Astro, you mean?
I didn't want to say it, but you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so basically it's a good example that I have, that in my 25-0, I actually, people like asked me like, was it luck? Was it, you know, skills? And I'm like, I got a little offended, you know, but, and then they said, and I told them, like, to be honest, like, I want to say that I did get, you know, lucky with some players that they misplayed. But if you see a misplay, you got to, you know, you got to feed on that and take advantage. So basically, I want to say, like, at least with that, it was like 30% luck, because there's people that did make like horrible mistakes. And like in the Elo that I was at, I was just like, what? Like, am I really like playing in this Elo and they made this mistake? But putting that aside real quick, there was like an example with my Snorlax team and the Clefable and Kingdra team where I lost the lead. And it was my Snorlax and it was their Obstagoon. So I think there's a few people that sent me a video with that, and they're like, what did I do wrong? So basically, typically with an Obstagoon lead, it's not always, you know, the same backline. But when I see an Obstagoon lead, I think about, you know, double fairies. So it's been like a team that people have used a lot. So that's an immediate thing that I think of. So like immediately you would think like, oh, why would you do this? But when I see Obstagoon, I immediately switch to my Kingdra because I know that it's going to be useless in, you know, versus any other fairy. So I want to get it out of the way. So I basically kind of sacrifice. This is probably like one of the few times where I do this. And I sacrifice it as, you know, basically it's going to be useless down the road. So I don't need it. And then I use its debuff move, hoping that it gets debuffed with the fairy and then bring Snorlax back in. So once I do that, it's just basically I gotta get two superpowers built up so I can hit the obstacle once it comes back in and get a shield. And at that point, like, it's basically if they make a misplay is where I gotta feed off it. And once I throw the superpower on the Obstagoon, then they'll prize shield, and then I switch to Clefable. And basically, it just comes down to whatever the Pokemon is in the back. And if it's a fairy, I can probably feed off it, basically because I can have more energy on it. But that's just an example of like where it would be like a sacrifice, and I could potentially win that matchup. And I actually did win, I think, maybe one or two in the 25-0 versus an Obstagoon. And another one was a Machamp lead, where they had a, I believe it was Machamp and then Politoed XL. It's just because it's like, you know, you don't really expect it, and it's kind of bulky when it has the XL. So when they did that, I immediately switched to Kingdra, and they immediately switched to Politoed, and it's kind of like, you know, Weather Ball doesn't really do much to Kingdra, and that's usually a matchup where I actually win my switchback, and then I can line up my Clefable to the Machamp, and then my Snorlax is pretty good against almost anything, so I kind of match it up to whatever they have in the back. And it's just basically that, and a lot of people don't really know this, or they don't acknowledge it, and you got to analyze this while you play in the few seconds that you have. So it's very hard, and it, you know, it's taken me personally a while to get to that point where I can analyze all this while I play. And it's something that's not easy to get, and you just got to practice. And again, this is kind of like where I tell people, I only know this because I know the ins and outs of my team, which, because I stick with it. So, you know, you might not do well with the team at first, and honestly, you will not probably do well. Like, you'll do really bad. So that's just something that you need to learn, you know, with the same team that you have.
Yeah, a good example that I found where that comes in really useful is my Great League team, Drifloom, Medicham, Lantern, Abomasnow leads. I was losing those left and right, just the entire match done right out of the gate. And I finally, what I was doing was I was immediately jumping into Medicham because that was really the only answer I had. And I started finding that, hey, let's just let Drifloom stay in, get hit with two weather balls. I can get off at least one Icy Wind, if not two, depending on how they play it. And at that point, I now have switch advantage. I can use my Medicham to come in and farm down the Abomasnow because I've already debuffed it once or twice. It's not hitting me at all anymore. And I think that situation, learning that, hey, it's okay to go ahead and lose a Pokemon and not give up switch all the time.
Exactly.
It sticking with the team, I would have never known that. Another one, I used to always switch out with Stunfisk. Now I've learned I stay in, I throw a Shadow Ball, I shield the first Rock Slide, and then I throw an Icy Wind. And depending upon their shield usage, I can either use my second shield and actually win that lead with two shields gone, or I can let my Stunfisk go down, bring in Medicham, and actually power through the rest of their team.
Yeah. See, the thing is, like, I didn't know before, like, for example, whenever I used to go against a Dragonite lead, typically you would be like Dragonite lead versus Shadow's Snorlax would be like, it's not bad. But I actually learned that I need to switch to Kingdra in order to for them to panic switch, because they're like, Kingdra is actually, if you shield once, it can actually farm it down or potentially have, you know, get a shield from them. So it's actually like, I learned that just because I learned to play that team and get the ins and outs of it. So you wouldn't learn that if you just play it like one day or 2 days. You have to like play 3 days in order to learn that. If not, you know, there's no point for you to keep switching teams, and then, you know, you won't learn the ins and outs, and you won't learn which ones, you know, you need to win that matchup or that safe switch matchup. And you just learn all this stuff basically with what I said in my first tip, where all this kind of like combines together once you learn how to do all this.
Nice. And that was Dino's tip of the week. So that's pretty much it for the GBL stuff. We kind of decided last minute to record tonight and didn't really. We put out our question to the Discord, and I didn't tweet it out because, again, it was like last minute. But we were able to get two questions, and then I also have an email that came in a couple days ago that I want to read. So let's do our question and answer segment.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
All right. So, first question. Now, if you're in the Discord and you look at the question and answer segment, you'll be like, wait, this is not the first question, but he asked this earlier this week. So, I'm actually interested. Even though I know the answer, I know what his answer is going to be. I would like Dino to reiterate what he probably is normally going to say on this. And then I want Wildcat's idea behind it as well. So this comes from Blind Flip, and he writes, what is the best way to tank?
I actually just read it right now. I'm just like, wait, what? I mean, the best way to tank?
But there's more. Wait. And how far is an acceptable fall? So what is acceptable when it comes to tanking, of how much you can tank?
I mean, if I'm purposely trying to tank, I
feel like... But are you purposely trying to tank ever?
No. That's why it's like hard to do it.
That's why I wanted to ask you.
Because personally, like, there is those like tanking where I'm just like, okay, there is times where I tank, kind of like Wildcat just said that he doesn't like to play a certain league, right? Where, but he feels like the dust is too good to miss out on. So that happened, I believe, in one of the little cups where I was like, it's too hard to miss out on, and actually ended up being good for me. I caught on to it, but whatever. I was actually tanking, and then all of a sudden one day I just went up like over 700 points. In the like less than a week, but
That was Element Cup.
Yeah. That. So like, I think it had like double dust in that during that too, right?
Yeah.
So I was like telling you guys, oh, I don't want to play it because like the first time that 500 CP Pokemon appeared, which was it was actually called the Little Cup, right?
Yeah.
The first one was the Little Cup. I hated that thing. So yeah, that's where I tanked. Even though like there wasn't any ELO in there, I knew that I tanked a lot. Like I was doing really bad.
Yeah,
but yeah, no. Purposely, I don't think I've ever actually tanked because I don't like to go down an ELO. But a good way to tank would be using 10 CP Pokemon.
I just want to know, why can I never get a matchup against someone that's purposely trying to tank?
I've gotten a couple of them.
There was a buddy of mine where he tanked all the way to like 1,000 ELO. And he was legendary just to get a winning streak of like a certain high like winning streak.
Oh wow.
John Normus in our Discord is very well known to be a tanker. Like I think right now he's running Pikachu Libre and two other 500 CP Pokemon inside of Ultra.
Wow.
Just for the lulz. He's like, I just want the dust. I don't have time to do my battles. So he comes in and trolls people with that, and I'm like, why can I never see you on your way down?
So just tell him, like, you know, message me whenever you're gonna go queue up.
Yeah. So see if we can, of course, he's one of those guys that he hits legend early in the season every year as well. So after he hits legend, he's never trying for the leaderboard. So he's like, I just want the dust. I want to do whatever I can to get done quickly.
Nice. Yeah. I don't purposely try and tank, but sometimes it happens.
I am really good at tanking. Anytime Ultra League and Master League comes around, I tank wonderfully. It's so amazing.
So, yeah. So, Blind Flip, you know, I'm surprised you asked that question knowing how long you've been with us. But it was a good question because I'm sure there's people who wonder that. Next question comes from Reyes. He writes, since Sylph had around, so it's been about a year head start over your GBL running the organized battles, should they have done Ultra and Master League tournaments? He says, I feel like trainers would be more willing to play Ultra and Master League if Sylph had previously tested their skills. How do you feel about that?
I don't know. I feel like it would be like 50-50 just because like it seems like it would be more dust. Just the same way I see Great League, because you got to make these random Pokemon maybe like viable, and maybe you have to power up a, I don't know, something like a Swallow or something like crazy, a Butterfree or a Venomoth. So something like that in Ultra League, I feel like it would just be a lot of dust. So it sounds fun. I would be down for it, but for me personally, I don't have like 5 million Stardust. So, that's something that I wouldn't play personally.
Yeah. I agree with that. I think the reason Great League works so well, especially for Sylph, is nearly any Pokemon could be viable at that point. Once you get into Ultra League, there's such a small subset of Pokemon that can get up to 2,500, and then you're talking Master, where you really need to be 3,000 plus. It even cuts your field down more. Between that and the dust investment, I don't see how Sylph could have really done that and actually caught on. I think them finding their niche inside of the Great League, you know, is perfect. I actually would like to see Sylph run a little cup. I think that would be a more beneficial for Sylph as if they would run something at the 500 CP. I know we've seen some unranked baby cups and things of that nature from them, but I think that's the better direction for Sylph to go.
Yeah. No, it's that 1500 Great League cap is definitely more accessible to more players. So it's good. They do run unranked Ultra League, and I think Master League you can do unranked ones, but they don't do anything ranked or ranked meta.
I think you can do an open Ultra once a season for ranking.
Okay.
I do believe we've ran that in the Pokemon Go Lexington at least once before. Not that anyone actually wanted to compete in it other than a couple of folks.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to come up with a meta, especially in a Master League level, that would work with those Pokemon. So I can see why I can see why they did Great League. So those were our questions. So I just remembered also, besides the email, we mentioned it last week on the show, a message that I got from one of our new, Patreon producers, that he gave me the permission to go ahead and read that message that he sent us. But the email, our first email, really like actual email, like that wasn't like, hey, can you send me a link to the Discord? we got, and this comes from, his name is Trent. He goes by Chipsy, and he writes, hey, Astro and Company, big fan of the show, love your work, chasing the Discord link so that I can join the community you guys are forming. Also, in regards to the latest episode talking about potential rewards for a subscription service, I'd be all in if a subscription service was tailored to the way you play. For example, something that offers hunters, catchers, raiders, and battlers certain perks to enhance their gameplay and experience. For us battlers, I'd be all in on a subscription that offered uncapped sets. Gear that I can grind for, so, you know, our wardrobe, but the ability to play as much or as little GBL is super appealing. I'm sure there would be reward caps, but I'm keen to hear which means like he's interested to hear our thoughts on it. It says, always keep up the good work, all the way from Tasmania, Australia. Peace, Chipsy. So I think that's an awesome idea. If they rolled out a subscription service for like, you could pick, you know, shiny hunting or raiding or battling, whatever it is, like if they broke it down in like three different sections and you could pick which one. And for the GBL one, it was an unlimited amount. Heck yeah, I'd give them $20 a month for that. Like, it's easy, because there's times where I'm like on a roll and then it's like, you've maxed out all your sets for the day. And I'm like,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, I feel like normally you would like think it could be like a bad thing, or like be like, oh, like, you know, some people can make it seem like it's like what, a GBL night or even worse. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, reality, like, are you really going to be playing like all day? Like, you're not. Like, you're going to get bored at some point and like you're going to stop. Like, it's going to be something like willingly to stop. It's not something mm-hmm. like you'll play a whole day. Like, I love GBL, but I can't play more than what, 3 hours? Like, yeah. It's just too much.
I think it also allows them to directly profit off your streamers a little bit, because your mm-hmm. streamers are the ones that would really buy into that. And you could see, you know, 6 and 7 hour streams where they're getting that subscription money from them, plus the promotion of the game. I think it's awesome. And I think doing it as kind of a choose the way you play is actually a really unique idea. Like I said, I truly do think the 60 kilometers is what we'll get back at September 1st. So 20 more than we have now. And then I just deep down feel they're going to drop the other 20 in that subscription box with something else. So I think it's coming. We all might as well get ready for it. I hope we're looking at $9.99 and not the $20 that Astro said.
Yeah.
I was just saying like 20, like that would be like, they came out with that, like I wouldn't be like, oh, that's too much. Like, I'd be like, okay, I'm cool with that. Like, if you're going to give me unlimited access to GBL and, you know, maybe some cool swag, like for my avatar or something like that, like I'd be okay with it. Or like an increased, you know, legendary encounter, like rate, like an increased rate for legendaries for your encounter or something. Or even like maybe like a dropped IV, like dropped IVs on your encounters. Like, I would be okay with $20. Like, if they said $20, I'd be like, all right, well, I'm going to spend $20 on the game anyway, probably this month. I might as well
get something better out of it. How would you feel if they gave you unlimited sets, but after 5 sets, the ELO was slower gains?
I'd still be okay with it, just because of the Stardust. just from being able to get the Stardust, because especially now that I haven't been with just the past couple of weeks and, you know, work being crazy and life just being crazy, like, I'm getting, if I'm not running my gacha, I'm getting most of my Stardust from GBL. I know, like, Dino gets the majority of his Stardust from GBL.
I want to say like 99% of it.
Yeah.
So what you're saying was Gnar was wrong.
Yes. Because he said no one gets a lot of Stardust from GBL. And no, it's what I was yelling at my radio. I almost texted him right after him. Like, I get all my Stardust, 100% of my Stardust from GBL. No.
Yeah. I was sitting looking at my 5 million earned from GBL. And I'm like,
yeah.
No, you're wrong, sir. You're very, very wrong.
Yeah. So those were our questions and our email. Now, I do want to read this. Like I said, this came from one of our new Discord producer or Patreon producers. And it was just, it's just nice to get one of these every once in a while. I shared it with the staff of the Discord staff and all that, but he gave me permission to share this with everyone. It's from Kittens and High Fives, and he wrote, "Hey bud, great show this week. I thought your thoughts were well expressed on the Niantic stop fiasco. I've been seriously playing for a year now, and I've been doing GBL the whole time, and just wanted to reiterate how much I love the show. I'm pretty sure he's saying he's pretty sure he's a Patreon. But either way, he was going to go ahead and join at the producer tier. And then he wrote, "You really do us all a service, and adding Wildcat Dad is fantastic." And he's been able to grow his knowledge of the game and increase his, I guess his elo and stuff like that. But just getting, something like that, it feels good, it makes what we're doing, we don't get paid to do this. We get the Patreon stuff, but that goes back into the show. This isn't a job for us. This is something we do because we love what we're doing and we want to help other people. So getting those is always nice. So keep, send us emails. The email from Chipsy was awesome. Appreciate that. You guys have, full access to leave questions in the Discord or send us emails or whatever. And I think that's pretty much it for the show. No, I think that's it.
Yep. Seems like a show.
Awesome. So again, we have the Avengers tournament coming up. When this comes out will be the first day of registration. It will close midnight on the 2nd?
September 3rd at 8 p.m.
Okay. There you go. September 3rd, 8 p.m. I will let everyone listening know ahead of time. If you want to get in on it, I would suggest, and you're not part of Discord, I would suggest getting into the Discord within the next week or so. There is going to be some Discord changes. If you're already in it, don't worry. You're not going to be affected by this. But anyone new wanting to join, now is your time to do that. And yeah, and then you can do things like this, like our custom metas. There's a bunch of stuff we have. We started a little Pokemon Unite chat. We've got our band draft that we did. It's I really like Siegel's doing a really good job of turning the shit that I started in a Discord and making it like a functioning community and stuff like that. So we've got that. Remember, mark your calendars. Not next week, the week after, we're going to have Fish on a heater on. And I think that's pretty much it for anything coming up. Yep. So that is a show. Super excited to have Dino back so much. fill in, and then, it fit in having him on here is great. And I'm glad that the team is back together. It's fun. It was good.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. So before we end the show, I want to thank all of our patrons, Mr. Batflick and JD Mojo Jojo at our supporter tier, our Patreon producers, King Flip, Papa Rec, Kittens and High Five, our Discord admins, Reyes683 and Siegel, and Wildcat is one, but he doesn't get a shout out anymore because he's on the show. You can follow us on Twitter, BTWPVP Podcast. Email us at btwpvp@gmail.com. The links for our Patreon and merch store will be in the show notes. The link for Fish on the Heater. If you're not sure, if you've never watched his streams or anything like that, check him out. He is, even though he does his GoCast stuff, he's a BTW member and he knows it. So, check out his thing. Pallet Town that he's doing. It's really good. It's a really good thing. And he's a really good person. So let's try and help him out as much as we can there. But other than that, I want to thank everyone for listening to the BTW Beginner to Winner podcast. I'm AstroZombie954.
Wildcat Dad 17.
And I am Dino Mágico. And until next time, good luck and get good.
It was like riding a bike, huh, Dino? Hopped right back in?
Almost stumbled at the end.
It's been a while.
I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, good thing it's still there on the notes.
I know, that's what I did.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.